Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 16th of May. Here we go with our weather wisdom as we have some fog along the south coast this morning, the Cape and the Islands. You have a dense fog advisory that'll be lifted in a few hours, and the fog will dissipate. We'll be left with partly to mostly cloudy skies, depending on, you know, exactly the time of day. There'll be a lot of clouds, but there'll be some breaks of sun. It's going to be warm. It's going to be muggy. Temperatures in the low 80s. We're ahead of a cold front. Now, tonight, the cold front does slip through. Chance of a couple of showers. Temperatures fall back down into the upper 50s late at night, comfortable for sleeping. As we head for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all looking like great days. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s on Tuesday, a little bit cooler, lower 70s on Wednesday. This is all above average. Same thing on Thursday. Back to the mid to upper 70s on Friday, maybe as high as 80. And then up near 90 or into the low 90s on Saturday with warm and humid conditions, we'll start to see the heat back off for Sunday. So it's a one day with sort of big heat. The record for Saturday is 93, set back in 1911. There is an outside chance if we hung on to a southwest wind, we could get that warm. But I think maybe the southerly wind's going to have enough of a component off the water that will keep us from reaching those records, at least in the city of Boston. Nevertheless, plan on Saturday being a very hot day. There's a lot of graduations this weekend. There's weddings, all sorts of outdoor activities. So you want to be aware that it is going to be a hot, unusually hot day with plenty of humidity. We also have high tides coming in here for Tuesday and Wednesday at the morning high tide. So there's usually about two high tides every day. They're about 6 hours apart. One tends to be higher than the other one. So our higher of the two high tides is the midnight-ish high tide here Tuesday and Wednesday night. And there could be some flooding on some of the roadways, even without a storm. It's almost a 12-foot high tide, 11.8, something like that, 11.9 in Boston. So if there was going to be, if there were a nor'easter around here, we'd see some pretty big flooding if we had, a big spring coastal storm like that with these astronomical high tides. And it's kind of connected to the fact that we have the full moon, we have the eclipse. It's just all the position of everything. And it does mean that we have those bigger high tides coming in here. Today, there might be very, very vulnerable shore roads. Could see, you know, tiny bit of splash over or something like that. But I think you're going to see flood warnings issued for those vulnerable shore roads here tomorrow night and Wednesday night as well. The rain. Yeah, you didn't hear me mention rain. There might be a shower tonight as the cold front comes through the area. If you get it, it's going to be less than a tenth of an inch, not going to alleviate the very dry conditions. And then it's just dry the rest of the week. Next chance of showers comes sometime, maybe late next weekend or mid the next week. This is becoming, I don't want to say it's serious. I went to my neighbor yesterday who is a big gardener and she's like, it's a catastrophe. And I was like, it's not quite a catastrophe yet. But, if you are a gardener, this is hard. I can't explain it. If you're someone that's spending your time outside taking care of plants, even if you're running a nursery, you've got to water. There's just nothing coming out of the sky. And it really just does, it weighs on you because you can't do the other things that you want to do. You know, you want to plant, but you've got to spend that time keeping the things that you have existing alive. You got to remember where things are. What did I put in? These seedlings have to be watered. So that's the problem with it. It's not that you can't get it done. It's just that you can't do anything else. You just run out of time during the day. All right, I'll stop complaining. It's a no complaining 3 weeks, so I shouldn't complain. Have a great day.